flinging a green and gold worldwide on the web at syntechsportsfan.com. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
So, good win last night. Tough series coming up against Oklahoma State. It is at home. It's senior weekend, senior recognition prior to the game on Saturday. So, a lot going on at Baylor Ballpark this weekend. And to step back and look at the season, there are so many areas of improvement for this team this year. I really hope for all of them, you know, that they can get in an NCAA regional, because that would really be a nice reward to, you know, for the improvement the team has shown this year.
The John Morris Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Yeah, John, you really saw it from the very beginning this year, just how much better they are, and particularly on the mound, which is such a critical area. I think Coach Snedeker has done such a good job with those guys. The bullpen has been really solid. Gabe Craig picked up his ninth save last night. You're right. I mean, there's so many areas that they're better in this year, certainly up and down the lineup. They've had threats up and down the lineup.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on X, formerly Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
I think they're just a much better team, and I think they're a team that, you know, if they get in a regional, I don't know that anybody's going to look at them as an easy out. I think, with the pitching they have, with the hitting they have, and then some of the best defensive players, I would say, in the country with Tyreek Kemp and Ty Johnson in center field, I think they have some of the best defensive players around. So I don't think they would be an easy out in a regional. I think they could be a threat.
Now, from the Alan Samuel Studios, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Friday. Glad you're with us. That's our friend Jerry Hill, who was with us earlier this week.
The legend, Jerry Hill.
Legend is right. Oh, isn't that the truth? But talking about baseball, and baseball back in action tonight at home hosting Oklahoma State. It is the final home series of the season for Baylor baseball. So if you've been saying, I got to get out there
this
and see.
Yep.
Yeah, this is it. Tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday.
It did kind of fly by.
It kind of does.
You know, softball, unless they make the tournament,
yeah,
which they have a chance, outside chance.
They do.
A chance.
They do.
And, you know, baseball with two more series. And then the Big 12 tournament.
Right.
But it is summer, so, yeah, it makes sense.
So, big series for Baylor and for Oklahoma State, too. They are separated by a game and a half in the Big 12 standings. Oklahoma State is 10-11 in conference play. They're 22-21 overall. Baylor has a better overall record than Oklahoma State does. Cowboys, a team that was picked to win the league this year. What happened? We're going to visit with Rex Holt, the voice of Oklahoma State baseball, in a bit. And that's my main question to Rex is what happened? You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, how is this team picked number one in the preseason, and how are they right now? I'd say they're in eighth place. Yep, eighth place in the league standings. So we'll visit with Rex coming up about that. Baylor comes in 30-18 on the year. The win on Tuesday, a good win for Baylor over UT Rio Grande Valley, got them to 30 wins on the season. They are 10-14 in conference play. And you say, well, what's the difference in games played in conference? It's because Oklahoma State lost one game to weather this year, and then they lost two games to the wildfires in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah,
remember
that's
that?
Right, yeah.
I think that was West Virginia, the West
Virginia
series.
Caused by those high winds.
Yes.
They were knocking semi-trucks over off
dangerous.
The road.
Yeah. Very dangerous. And some winds really, we'll ask Rex about this, that really affected the Oklahoma State athletic family also. And some families were, you know, having to evacuate their homes. So we'll talk to Rex about all of that. But Baylor at 10-14 in league play. They are right now alone in 11th place in the league standings. They're a half game behind Houston at 10-13. You know, the top 12 in the league get to the Big 12 tournament. And Baylor, as play begins this weekend, has a four-game lead on the 13th place team. So the first team out of the tournament is UCF. They're 6-18. Baylor is 10-14. So they got a four-game lead there. Five-game lead on Utah in last place. So they just, they have bigger goals, but they just have to stay ahead of UCF and Utah to make the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, and they have no doubt that they'll be able to do that.
Agreed.
Just need to win these last two series to put themselves in a position to possibly make the NCAA tournament.
Yep, that's it. That's the bigger goals that I was talking about. You get to Arlington, Big 12 tournament, and then you could win your way in. You know, you could win. For Baylor, it'd have to be four games in 4 days, but they could do it in Arlington at the Big 12 tournament. So that's tonight, Baylor and Oklahoma State on the air at 6:15. First pitch at 6:30 right here on ESPN Central Texas with Derek Smith and Tom Barfield, and television on ESPN Plus. Matt Menard, former Baylor catcher, joins me for the TV broadcast tonight. And then Pat Combs will be back. Pat's at a wedding today, and will be back on Saturday and Sunday. Other series in the Big 12, they began last night. BYU playing at Kansas. Cougars won over the Jayhawks 7-5 last night. BYU is in 12th place in the league standings. Now, that's a team that, you know, is right on the cut line, if you will, you know, of making the conference tournament. They are 8-17 in league play, so they would be 2.5 games back of Baylor with the win last night. BYU is, but that was a big win for them at Kansas in their series opener. Kansas is alone in fifth place in the league standings at 15-10. Other series this weekend. Again, the bottom two teams are UCF and Utah. UCF is playing at Texas Tech beginning tonight. Utah is playing at 22nd-ranked Arizona. So tough series for both of those schools as they try to climb their way out of the cellar. The other series are Cincinnati at TCU, 12th-ranked West Virginia at Kansas State. That'll be a fun series to watch. And then Houston plays at Arizona State all weekend. I think I'm right in saying this. Yeah, looking at the conference release, every one of those games all weekend are on ESPN Plus. So, you know, it's kind of become the norm. If you want to find a sporting event, a Big 12 sporting event, go to ESPN Plus, and most likely it's going to be right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of them usually.
That's right. That's right.
That's why I have it.
Me too. A lot of choices. I was tapped into softball, Baylor and Tech softball on ESPN Plus on my phone yesterday during the show, so pretty handy.
Yeah, during football season, we have a TV, and I'll flip back and forth between two games, and usually one of those is Baylor.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a random other Big 12 game on my phone, whatever's the best matchup that ESPN Plus has. It's pretty cool.
Yep. All right, so speaking of softball, Baylor fell 4-0 to Nizure Kanade and Texas Tech yesterday. A no-hitter through 6 2/3. Bears got a hit in the seventh inning, but were shut out by Kanade and the Red Raiders. 4-0, the final score. Really a good game. Scoreless going to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Tech finally got on the board. Baylor was not able to over the course of the game. So in all likelihood, season has come to an end for Baylor, but not completely. The selection show will come up on Sunday. With the 27-27 record on the year, Baylor would qualify for an NCAA tournament spot by being at 500 or better. So they did that, going 1-1 in Oklahoma City. But the a selection show will come up on Sunday. Aaron, I think it's a long shot for Baylor, but we knew that, and we'll just see how things play out on Sunday.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, that's true.
We saw a couple of teams get in the men's tournament that there were easily 6 or 7 teams that everybody thought should be in ahead of.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Never know with tournament selection.
Like North Carolina, one of those?
They were one of them, definitely.
What is
they
going
were the main
on
one.
North Carolina with Belichick.
It's a crazy situation.
Isn't that crazy?
Multiple reports that they banned his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then North Carolina had to put out a statement. They were like, no, we didn't ban his girlfriend. She's a great part of the organization,
right,
and
right,
we love her.
Right. I'm just thinking, you know, being inside the Baylor athletic department.
Can you imagine the turmoil?
Yes. If we had to put out a release like that.
It's going to be fun. It's not going to be pretty, I don't think.
Oh, my God. Because it's a circus is what it is.
Right. And he is, you know, crack the whips, you know, the disciplinarian.
We thought.
How is that? How are you going to do that when they see all this chaos with everything you're doing with your girlfriend slash, you know, North Carolina athletic employee?
Yeah,
exactly what she does, but she does have a role in the athletic department. It's a mess.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Because the report came out earlier today that she had been banned from the athletic department, and then people were speculating, ooh, you know, well, Belichick say, okay, fine, you know, take this job. I don't need it. But then right after that, a report and a release by the University of North Carolina Athletic Department that no, she is certainly, it said, while she is not an employee of North Carolina Athletics, she is welcome in our athletic facilities. That you have to put out a release like that is just crazy.
Yeah, and they had to because of all the, I saw, you know, I didn't see anything from ESPN, but Yahoo and a couple, all the, four major news organizations put that out, and they were like, oh, we got to release a statement, guys. We might come up with something.
Oh, man. So that's on the heels of Bubba Cunningham, the AD, you know, being the chair of the basketball committee in North Carolina getting in, and a lot of people saying,
right,
wait a minute.
How'd that happen? What a coincidence.
Right. So, oh, man, they've had some stuff there at what is now being called Chapel Bill. Chapelville, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
You like that?
I like that. Let's see what they did.
Right. All right, we're underway on a Friday. We're glad you're with us. Rex Holt will join us in a bit. Rex, the play-by-play voice for Oklahoma State baseball, and has done that for a long, long time. He'll have good perspective on what's going on in Stillwater with the Cowboys baseball team in Waco to play Baylor, a three-game series beginning tonight. Take a break. Be back with more in just a moment. Hey, glad you're with us on a Friday. We're in the Alan Samuels studios thanks to Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business.
Since 1952, Grucholsky Sausage has produced quality homemade smoked meat products and custom processing services. Grucholsky Sausage is known for their hardwood smoked Polish sausage, but they also carry a variety of smoked meat products, ready-to-eat meats, and hand-cut USDA beef and pork. They also offer custom deer processing using the same craftsmanship that started three generations ago. Family-owned and operated, remember Grucholsky Sausage, 116 South Main Street in Bremon, and at GrucholskySausage.com.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas, with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Dana Roofing Incorporated, located in Belton, Texas, has been family-owned and operated since 1956 and specializes in residential, commercial, industrial, metal, TPO, coatings, shingles, and repairs. With over 50 years' experience in the roofing industry, Tanner Roofing Incorporated has achieved the following recognitions: Better Business Bureau A+, Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, Firestone Building Products Approved Contractor, and Mulehide Coating Certified Installer. Call Tanner Roofing Incorporated today for a free estimate, 254-939-0343, or check them out online at TannerRoofing.com.
Gina Kish here. Let us help you get that vehicle, motorhome, or travel trailer ready for your summer travels. Your time is valuable. At Kish Complete Car Care Center, we do it all and at one stop.
Our family wants your family to be safe during your summer travels. Let us help you complete that vehicle checklist so you can enjoy that family vacation comfortably this year. We've been keeping individuals safe, honestly, since 1998. For a complete list of our services, visit CompleteCarCareCenter.com today.
The source for Baylor athletic news and information, ESPN Central Texas.
Qualified buyers at 6% interest for 72 months with $5,000 down cash for trade. T&L fees extra. See dealer for details.
Get big American-sized savings during the red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr. Every pre-owned car and truck on the lot is clearly tagged with special pricing. Find savings like a 2017 Chevy Silverado for only $282 a month, or a pre-owned 2019 Ford Mustang only $247 a month. 100% credit approval is always our goal. Get here now and save during the red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr.
Richard Carr, we give you more.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons, over 40 years of experience, to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949, because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Since 1975, Schmalta's Sandwich Shop has been serving their one-of-a-kind sandwiches, soups, and salads to hungry Central Texans. They start early in the morning baking their homemade artisan bread. The sandwiches are oven-toasted, giving the bread a crunchy crust covering and a soft and dry, airy center. Ask for everyone's favorite, the Schmaltz, a combination of three cheeses, three meats, and all the fixings. They welcome phone-in orders at their Town West or downtown locations. Waco, born and bred, Schmaltz's Sandwich Shop.
Baylor Big 12 Baseball. This weekend from Baylor Ballpark.
The Bears play their final home games of the regular season this weekend, hosting Oklahoma State at Baylor Ballpark. Games Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 2, and Sunday at 1 for the Bears and the Cowboys.
Follow the Bears through the Big 12 Conference with Derek Smith and Tom Barfield right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Rob Sellers' Funky Bump of the Day on this Friday. The now retired Rob Sellers. We got to visit with him and see how retired life is treating him. Welcome back, John Morris Show on a Friday. We're brought to you in part by Alliance Bank. At Alliance Bank, you'll find superior service and products to meet your financial needs. Two locations in Waco, one in Temple, and one in Georgetown for Alliance Bank Central Texas. Visit with Rex Holt, Oklahoma State baseball, next segment. Ask him what's going on with the Cowboys picked to win the league in baseball and softball. Remember that in preseason? Oklahoma State was the pick to win the league.
What a disappointing year for them, man.
I don't want to dwell on it with Rex, but think about football. Were they 0-9 in football in conference this year?
I believe so, yeah.
I think they were 3-9 overall, 0-9 in the
Big 12. Terrible year, yeah.
Yeah.
Basketball didn't do too great either.
No.
Women's basketball has been the only bright spot, I think.
Yeah. I mean, new head coach in basketball, Steve Lutz, so maybe give him that year.
Right.
But I'm not going to dwell on that. You know, what do they say? People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Right.
So we're not going to dwell on that. But find out where the Cowboys baseball team has maybe come up shorter than expectations to this point. They're in eighth place in the league, playing a three-game series here in Waco against Baylor that begins tonight at Baylor Ballpark. Look forward to that. Had a neat deal over the noon hour today, Aaron, and it wasn't a public thing at all, but it was put on by Playfly Sports, Baylor's multimedia rights holder, in conjunction with our NIL group, David Kay and Hanine. And it was eight of our student-athletes in a sort of a panel discussion, and I moderated it. But just ask them questions and let them speak to the group. And the group was partners, business owners, potential partners, clients, you know, about NIL. And our student athletes were so good. Oh, they were so good in talking about this, what the NIL means to them. And they were from different sports, women's basketball, football, volleyball, equestrian, and soccer. So from different, I think that's it. But just different sports. And they were so good in articulating, you know, here's what NIL means to us. Here's how it could help us prepare for our careers following Baylor. Here's what it means right now. But they were just so good, and it was a very, very good program.
That's awesome. You want to hear good stories about NIL.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
You hear very few.
Right.
But you do hear some good stories, you know, right. About the kid who, you know, obviously buying your parents' houses, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Sick relatives helped out. I've seen people that bought tens of thousands of dollars in books for students, things like that. There's really good stories, but not enough.
Here's one. From Keaton Thomas, you know Keaton Thomas, the linebacker for Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
He just very matter-of-factly said, yeah, my parents can come to all my games because he can pay for it.
And
big thing.
Think of how many athletes over the years couldn't have their parents there because of stupid NCAA rules.
Yeah.
You know, it just prohibited everything, including working for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, people say what you want about NIL, but it was worse because the athletes absolutely deserve to get paid and they weren't.
There are, and you're right, there are some good NIL stories, you know, and it's good to relay those stories because everybody's got in their mind now, you know. Some people
just buying Ferraris with it.
Right,
it's
right,
not quite
right.
The case.
No, but there's some good stories as well. 100%. So really a cool event, well done by our NIL group, DK and Haneen and Playfly organized that. And Playfly Max as well. So really well done. Congratulations to them. And I started the thing by saying, hey, it's fun to get our student athletes up in front of people because they are always so impressive and they're so well-spoken. And at the end, I said, see what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody said, yeah.
You just know that they're just going to be such great representations of the university.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time.
So good. So good. And they did this with finals beginning today. So took some time out of their schedule to do this. And good luck to all of them and really all the Baylor students and student-athletes as finals begin today on the Baylor campus. All right, baseball tonight at Baylor Ballpark, Baylor and Oklahoma State. Let's visit with the voice of Cowboys baseball, Rex Holt, when we come back. Glad you are with us on a Friday. We'll take a break and be right back. Brought to you in part by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
As we welcome this time of year, we are reminded that the colors of spring would be more beautiful when looking through new windows. Universal Windows is excited to announce a fantastic window financing deal that comes with no payments until 2026 to qualified buyers. Upgrade your home with a double-pane, energy-efficient window. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Ask them how you can qualify for a free storm door with purchase. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com or call 254-301-7760.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at barnettcontracting.com.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at CentexSportsFan.com.
Need some adventure in your life? Discover the thrill of electric-powered cycling in Central Texas. E-Bike Central is your one-stop shop for e-bikes, trikes, dirt bikes, repairs, and more. They have an extensive collection, plus over 13 bikes under $1,000 to choose from. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction makes E-Bike Central the premier destination for all your electric vehicle needs. Located in Temple off South 31st Street and in downtown Waco off University Parks Drive, check them out at ebikecentraltx.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D. Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D. Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D. Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
Need some adventure in your life? Discover the thrill of electric-powered cycling in Central Texas. E-Bike Central is your one-stop shop for e-bikes, trikes, dirt bikes, repairs, and more. They have an extensive collection, plus over 13 bikes under $1,000 to choose from. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction makes E-Bike Central the premier destination for all your electric vehicle needs. Located in Temple off South 31st Street and in downtown Waco off University Parks Drive. Check them out at ebikecentraltx.com.
Now back to today's JMO Radio Show from the Allen Samuel Studios. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris, and Aaron Sexton.
Back with us, John Morris Show on a Friday. Big 12 baseball this weekend at Baylor Ballpark. It is the Bears and the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. Three-game series that begins tonight. 6:30 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Senior Day recognition prior to the game tomorrow. So if you're coming, come a little bit earlier than normal and help recognize and honor the Baylor seniors. Then Sunday is the final home game of the season for the Bears in a big series against Oklahoma State. Let's talk about that from a Cowboy perspective. Welcome in the longtime voice of Oklahoma State baseball. Rex Holt joins us now. And Rex, welcome to you and welcome back to Waco.
Well, thanks, John. We just went and ate a little Rudy's Barbecue.
There you go.
We're ready for the weekend.
Did you see our desk there in the corner for our coaches show?
Well, I saw your desk. Yeah.
Yeah. That's our spot. That's our spot for the coaches show. So we love Rudy's. Good call. Welcome to you. You guys picked to win the Big 12 this year, sitting in eighth place as we talk going into this series. Is it a long answer of what has happened, or how would you describe how this season has gone to this point?
Well, I can tell you, I interviewed Josh Holliday, you know, right before the season got underway. Just, you know, how you kind of do, you know, who's the leader at the, you know, what does your infield look like right now as you prepare to open the season and the outfield and your starting rotation. And as we said here today, the right fielder is Nolan Schubert, and that's pretty much been the case all year. First baseman Colin Brigham, and the catcher Ian Doherty. Other than that, all of the rest of it has been kind of different.
Wow.
The fact that they lost their left side of their infield, I don't know, about 10, 12 games in. the starting third baseman and the shortstop. Aiden Miola and Avery Ortiz both went down. Adrian was lost for the year, or Aiden Miola. And Ortiz had a big freshman year a year ago playing at second base. He was going to be the everyday shortstop. And he's still on the team, but he has been battling a quad injury, a torn quad, and he just has never made it back. So the guy you're taking it in to play center field is now your second baseman for the most part. The guy at second is now at third. And the shortstop is a kid they picked up from Missouri, just as a middle infielder, a glove man, really didn't hit much, but he's just a sophomore kid with a great glove, and he was just a backup insurance policy defensively, but he's become the everyday shortstop. And then, again, the center fielder, like I say, he's now your second baseman. So, again, some other guys have had to step in, and a kid, again, just halfway through the season, got an opportunity to become the left fielder. The center fielder was a kid who was normally a corner outfielder. He's now in center. So, and then your Friday night starter, Gabe Davis was supposed to be that guy. He was for a couple of weeks. And then it went sideways for him a little bit. Then he lost his confidence and he's injured. And we finally saw him last week for the first time. He came in and closed the game. And, of course, he could do that. That's what he's done for the first couple of years. He is an awesome talent. And he can run it up there again in the upper 90s, even hit 100 once in a while. He's one of those kind of guys. But they were hoping he'd be their Friday night starter at this point in his third year. But just didn't pay it out, and then injuries and now he's back. Maybe he's back able to close games. But so that's the again, everybody has to deal with injuries, but it just seems like this year, again, just what they, all the plans they had made, everything, like Mike Tyson said, you get hit in the mouth, your game plan goes out the window.
Right.
It kind of, you know, they just haven't adjusted well. They're allowed a lot of guys at their first year of the program's transfers or freshmen, true freshmen, what have you. But again, they seem to, here of late, they've shown some signs of life. Their starting pitching has really been outstanding the last 3 or 4 weeks. But again, a guy that they had closing is now their Saturday guy, Harrison Bodendorf, maybe the best pitcher in the Big 12. He's 8-1. He was the reigning Big 12 pitcher of the week once again. I think the third or fourth time he's won that award. He's been Mr. Consistency, a transfer in from, again, came in from California. And anyway, he's been the constant. And then, again, the guy that kind of had penciled in to close, and Sean Yergerman's become a weekend pitcher. He's been outstanding. And then Mario Pesca, who was in the rotation to begin the year, still kind of the Saturday guy. They, again, the relief and the closing situation a bit up in the air a little bit. So just a lot of things that, again, they, like I say, they had a game plan. It went sideways, and it's taken them a long time to try to adjust to that. But as they hit town, they won 4 in a row. And again, like I say, their starting pitching is kind of something they've hung their hat on. The offense has kind of come and gone, and their defense has really been very inconsistent throughout the year.
Well, we can understand injuries. I mean, that hit Baylor last year, early in the year, and just derailed, you know, all hope that they had. So, you know, teams have that, right? I mean, it just changes your plans sometimes dramatically when you lose guys to injury.
No doubt. And again, the two guys I'm talking about on the left side of the infield, but the few right-handed hitters that were contributors in the lineup, and OSU's become very left-handed. I know Baylor's got a couple of left-handed starters, but that doesn't bode well for the Pokes, as they are so extremely left-handed all the way up and down the lineup now. And again, they still have a couple of right-handed hitters they can run in there. But again, left-handed pitching is obviously giving them some issues. And again, Baylor does have, like I say, a couple of starting left-handers we know. So we'll see how that plays out. But the offense, again, has shown signs of life of late. They, like last weekend, 12 runs game one. And then they go back to 3. Well, they won that game, and then they came back with 10 more runs on Sunday. So they're starting to show some signs of life offensively. And maybe they're getting their act together and a better flow up and down the lineup with that batting order. And like I said, their starting pitching has been good. Again, the middle relief has been kind of inconsistent, and I'm not sure who the closer would be right now, but my guess would be Gabe Davis will get the first opportunity to see if he can do it again, and if he can become a closer, again, that stable guy to close games for you, that would be huge for this Cowboy team, because, like I say, they're in pretty good shape on the mound to start every game, and I think with Baylor, even though they got left-handed starters, that's been difficult. The strength of this Baylor team appears to be the back end of their bullpen, and they've got the best closer in the league, I think, at this point, statistically. So So that would tell you you need to get out and get some offense early. You don't want to be behind chasing runs again late in the game when they were able to go to their bullpen and their closer. You're probably going to be in trouble. So it's kind of two teams, opposite ends of the spectrum as far as their strength. And we'll see. And I can say, not sure how it's going to play out this weekend. But again, two teams, and obviously, again, they're playing for a lot. The Cowboys have moved up a little bit. Banner's trying to, you know, remain in those top 12 to get to Arlington in the Big 12 tournament. The Cowboys have moved up a little bit. And again, they're just one game under 500 now in the league and one game overall on the season. So anyway, I think it's two teams are desperate to put their best foot forward this weekend. And again, with the regular season winding down, they want to improve their situation before they, again, hit Arlington.
Yeah, two teams really that have a lot to play for this weekend against each other, so I think it'll be a fun series. You guys at 10-11 in conference, Baylor's 10-14, and the difference there are the games you lost, one to weather, but two to the wildfires earlier this year. Man, what was that situation like?
Yeah, last weekend was the first weekend we played three games in the conference at home that were played on the times they were scheduled to be played.
Oh, wow.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
That was the first time last weekend that had happened all year. And we lost a couple of games. Yeah, the wildfires, again, to open the Big 12. That should have been an omen that things are not going to be
right.
Business as usual, as we lost two games to the wildfires. Then we went to play West Virginia one game. And, of course, they're having a banner season, again, under Steve Saban's there in his first year. But neither, again, the Cowboys only got to play one game. They lost it. And it's just been the weather, as you guys know. I'm sure you've been in a lot of places where even when you did play, it was horrible. The wind blowing, you know, 40 miles an hour and cold. It just hasn't been a very good weather season overall for the people around the Big 12. Again, the teams further south probably have had a little better weather, no doubt, in Houston. They may be out in Arizona. But, again, for the most part, it's been a difficult year just as far as the Cowboys did a couple of games to West Virginia. They've lost a couple of they lost a game to Houston. Anyway, there's been several situations throughout the year where they've lost games. So yeah, the Cowboys haven't played as much as everybody else, and it looks like right now it's playing in their favor.
Right.
When you
right.
look at the standings and all of that. So yeah, again, weather-wise, it's been kind of like the rest of the season. It's been very unpredictable and uncooperative for the most part.
How about those fires back in mid-March? Devastating, weren't they, to some members of even the Oklahoma State Athletic Department?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, several people, again, assistant strength coach on the football team, lost his house, and Scott Sutton, of course, mm-hmm. the Sutton name very well known. He's still on the OSU men's basketball staff, and he lost his home. But, yeah, there were several people that, again, in my part of the Stillwater that I live in, the mm-hmm. southwest part of Stillwater, where, again, that's where all the wildfires were coming through.
Wow.
And they evacuated the housing addition where I live, but we got no damage there. And it was just kind of spotty as far as the wind was blowing consistently, John. I mean, it was 50, 60 miles an hour just consistently, a gust of 80 and up to 90 and 100 miles an hour.
Good.
I mean, it
grief.
Was ridiculous. Yeah. And then, of course, we've had all the drought that didn't, you know, prior to that.
Right.
So everything was conducive for major issues. In fact, the city of Stillwater, you know, their people came out and said, all we can tell you is just pray that you don't get hit because our resources are, you know, we've done everything we can do, and we can't do much.
Golly.
The fire just goes around them. They were trying to stamp it out, you know, outside of town, but it just goes around you. It keeps going, and the embers flying. And it was weird that you'd have a whole housing addition, some high-dollar homes, and say 100 homes there, and two of them burned to the ground, and everything on both sides of it or across the street were fine.
Golly.
But it was just kind of one of those things where – but, a lot of people, again – there in Stillwater, and again, several members of the athletic department, no doubt, they have to start over. They lost their homes and to the wildfires, and again, it was pretty much a devastation. And again, that's why we couldn't play on Friday. That's when the wildfires were all happening.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, of course, all the resources of the city were geared toward trying to just make sure that the fires wouldn't start back up. And then you had the police and everybody else that are involved in that. You know, when you put on a sporting event, you kind of need your people, and
right.
you know, in the city and all of that. And it's just too many resources were needed elsewhere that, you know, the baseball game didn't matter at that point. It just doesn't. I mean, human life and the homes and the livelihoods are involved there. And So, sports is, it has its place, but it's not more important than everything that was going on there. So, anyway, it turned out that we were able to play one game on Sunday. I've lived there, I don't know, forever. Seems like now 40-some-odd years.
Right,
I've been
right.
living in Stillwater. And again, it's been dry, and we've had, not that a house hasn't burned down or two over the years, but nothing like that where they were just sitting there saying, you can't even go into your neighborhood, get away from here, and just go somewhere and pray that your home doesn't get hit because there's nothing we can do about it if it does.
Wow, so. Man, scary situation. Final question, Rex Holt, our guest, baseball play-by-play for Oklahoma State, in town to play Baylor this weekend. Rex, you've been doing this a long time. You can read the tea leaves really well. Does Oklahoma State have a chance to make the NCAA tournament? Looks like your RPI is 56 right now. You got this series, then Arizona State next week. Is there a chance you could be into the NCAAs this year?
Well, there's a chance. I mean, obviously, it's they got to go earn it. Again, there's not going to be anything, of course, they've been hosting and, the last 3 or 4 years at their beautiful ballpark and haven't been able to get out of the regionals. And that was the big complaint. But this year where you're just worried about it, can you get, you feel good or great right now about getting to Arlington. But you're probably at this point going to have to win it to get into the NCAA postseason. But if the Cowboys, again, they're on a 4-game win streak right now, if they could do some damage here in Baylor, win 2 or 3 and then go home. Again, Baylor, I think, is like 61 in the RPI, somewhere in there. Not going to help you a whole lot, but it'll hurt you if you don't win.
Right.
But if they could do some damage to the Cowboys at 55, and then the last 3 games of the season, pretty good RPI weekend with Arizona State being in Stillwater for the last 3 games. And if they could do some damage there, obviously, I think the bubble is soft when you look at the NCAA overall. And unfortunately, the Big 12, it's been, we're just not the conference, I don't think, that, we've been accustomed to being. Of course, OU and Texas being gone, it hurt. It did hurt. And then the new teams coming in. But Arizona State, those are quality NCAA championship past, programs in the past, things like that. So, again, you feel like hopefully it's going to be a 6 or 7 bid league. Mm-hmm. Probably 6 is the best you could hope for this year. You'd like to be a 7 or 8, really. But this year is just not conducive for that. And a lot of teams that are right there, like I say, I think the bubble is a little bit soft. And you have some teams like Kansas State, some of those folks who have struggled a little bit up. Kansas got beat again last night. They lost 4 in a row at home all of a sudden.
Wow.
So you see some teams that you thought might be in. Again, West Virginia, you could pretty much pencil them in, and probably as a host. But a lot of it, I'm just not sure. Again, Arizona and Arizona State, again, they look like pretty much a lock for the tournament. Don't know that either one of those guys could host. TCU's looking pretty good as far as getting in the tournament. Everything else, I'd say, at this point is up in the air. So if the Cowboys could make some hay this weekend and next weekend and maybe go to Arlington and win 2 or 3 games, yeah, they could still be in the field. Maybe a 4 seed, who knows, or whatever the case may be. But, of course, you just want to get in, and then you take your chances.
Sure,
so,
right.
But they got their backs to the wall. There's no doubt about it. Everybody knows it. They know it. They're more aware of it than anybody. And really haven't been in this position. I think back to 2017, the Cowboys entered the last weekend having to beat OU the last series of the year to get into the Big 12 tournament.
Oh, wow.
And they wound up, they got rained out on Friday in Tulsa. Then they played back in those days at Oklahoma City at Bricktown. And OSU won both games over OU. Whoever else was in the mix got beat, so they didn't have to play the third game. The Cowboys got into the tournament. And then as the 8th seed, they won it.
Wow.
So, that particular year. So we've done it. We've seen it done. But that's not the route you want to go, no doubt about that. But if you can get in there and say the switch goes on and all of a sudden you're playing your best ball of the year, well, again, I don't think there's a lot of juggernauts out there. Obviously, the SEC is loaded up, and in Arkansas and Texas and those people, they are the lead. But when you get down to past about, I don't know, maybe about 10 or 11, the rest of that thing is wide open, I think, across the country. So there's potential there to work your way in there. But again, it has for the Cowboys. There's no leeway. They got to do some damage in Waco this weekend, and then they got to go home and take care of Arizona State. And I think they need to win 2 of each of those series in order to really, and then maybe go to Arlington and win another couple of games maybe to get punch their ticket to the postseason.
I got you. Well, thank you very much for your time. We'll see you at the ballpark here in just a little bit.
Appreciate you, John. Good to hear from you, Bob.
You too. Thanks. Right. Welcome to Waco. All right, Rex Holt. He's made that trip a lot of times from Stillwater to Waco, and he'll have the play-by-play for Oklahoma State Radio through the weekend, working with Matt Davis. We'll have Derek Smith and Tom Barfield right here on ESPN Central Texas. Three-game series, Bears and Cowboys, tonight at 6:30, tomorrow at 2, and Sunday at 1, Senior Day recognition prior to the game tomorrow. Military appreciation recognition tonight, Aaron. I'm not sure what the number is, but the first X number of fans in get a pretty cool-looking military-themed Baylor cap tonight. So if you're coming out this evening, come early, and lots of good reasons to be at the ballpark. Rex was talking about all the weather issues they've had. Should be a pretty good weather weekend here in Waco for the Bears and the Cowboys. Take a break. Back with more in just a moment. Back to the Alan Samuels Studios. Thanks to Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business, on the web at alansamuelsdcj.com.
From the first workout to the last practice, sports is an incredible and rewarding challenge. Hi, everyone. This is Dan Ingham with the First National Bank of Central Texas, and we're proud to support each athlete, every parent, and our educators. From families, small businesses, to the biggest industry, we're here to help. With remarkable products like mortgage lending, we've got banking ideas that fuel big dreams. The First National Bank of Central Texas, familiar faces making local decisions.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The next time you need service on your garage door, call Precision Garage Door Service. Veteran owned and operated. Precision Garage Door Service will repair all brands. They offer same day service with professionally trained technicians arriving with fully stocked trucks. Phone calls are answered by a live operator 24/7. All major credit cards accepted. And customers receive free service fee with repair. Serving all of Central Texas. Precision Garage Door Service. You can book your appointment online at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com or call 254-522-9657.
Looking for the perfect boat? Look no further than Marineland Boating Center, Google's highest rated boating dealership in Texas. They've got Yamaha boats, the number one selling sport boat 5 years running, plus Marineland Boating Center's Yamaha Marine Pro service to keep you on the water. Want more thrills? Check out their lineup of Yamaha Wave Runners for nonstop fun. So why wait? Visit Marineland Boating Center, your authorized Yamaha dealer, I-35 at 340 South, or online at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Alan Samuels Studios.
The Brazos Landing is the perfect place to host your next family or business special occasion, or perhaps a business luncheon. Whether you're seeking an elegant adult setting or a more family-friendly atmosphere in a climate-controlled deck, the staff at the Brazos Landing can help make sure your special occasion is memory-making. And their impressive, diverse menu has something for every member of your special occasion or luncheon to enjoy. Make your reservation today, where I-35 of the Brazos River meet the Brazos Landing, Waco.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material, so you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
PFF is like A-plus for the Cowboys draft, and now they've done this. Are the Cowboys having the greatest offseason in football? Slow down, slugger. Slow down a little bit. I don't know about that, but it's exciting. When I say C.D. Lamb and George Pickens, way more exciting than C.D. and Jonathan Mingo.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
Bill Withers brings us back. Lovely day on a Friday. Going to hand things off to Stretch coming up next. Great to see Stretch yesterday. We were live at the Brazos Landing. Big weekend ahead for the Brazos Landing with Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. They've got that special menu available Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday and Sunday, Mother's Day special menu. But you got to make a reservation. They are filling up fast if they're not full already. 254-753-2778. 254-753-2778 for the Brazos Landing in Waco, right there on the right there by I-35, across the river from Foster Pavilion, across the interstate from McLean Stadium. Great location. And I tell you, Aaron, when we were there yesterday, things were hopping. I mean, that was a kind of a normal Thursday, but things were hopping. The parking lot was full and there was a lot going on.
People have heard.
Yeah, I think so.
People listen to the station. They've heard how great the food is. And I saw the great views from the picture you sent me yesterday.
We were out on the deck.
That really would have been an amazing lunch to sit out there.
I would ask to sit out there.
Oh, it was so gorgeous. So nice.
Really
try it.
Yeah. So keep in mind the Mother's Day special menu this weekend. Then graduation, Baylor graduation next weekend. They've got the special menu Friday and Saturday. Again, for both those big events, please make a reservation ahead of time, or they might not have space for you. So give them a call at 254-753-2778. And thanks to Becky and Claude Lindsay and everyone at the Brazos Landing for their hospitality yesterday. All right, birthdays today, Aaron. It is the 9th day of May. It is Gary Hayes' birthday, former Baylor linebacker. Happy birthday to him. Jeff Barlow's birthday is today. Jeff, a longtime equipment manager for Baylor Athletics and Baylor football. Happy birthday to Jeff. It's Deontay Epps' birthday. Deontay doing really well now with ESPN. So was here in Central Texas and doing really well. So happy birthday to him. Rob Joyce up at UConn. Happy birthday to him. Kenny Hand down in Houston. Might be it. I think that's all I've got, Aaron, for May the 9th. Who would you add to the birthday list?
It's a short list, but it's a great list.
Action-packed.
Start with all Hall of Famers.
Okay.
We'll start with Steve Yzerman, the Hall of Fame center for the Red Wings for most of his career, I think. I believe that's right.
I don't know.
He was the 10-time All-Star, gold medal in 02, and a Hall of Famer. He is 60 years old. The great Billy Joel is 76 years old. 150 million albums sold. Only one number one song out of all those hits, he had a ton of top 10, top 40 hits, but his only number one song, and I was blown away because I was, you know, when I looked it up to see how many he had, expecting to see 10, 11.
Right.
As part of, you know, celebrating his birthday, his only number one hit, still Rock and Roll.
All
those other songs. But
I am shocked also.
I was genuinely shocked. That's, yes. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I thought he had at least close to a dozen, but still great. Happy birthday to the great Billy Joel. He's 76. And last but not least, happy birthday to producer James L. Brooks. He is the co-creator of a couple of series you may have heard of, Mary Tyler Moore, Taxi, and The Simpsons.
Wow.
He also directed Broadcast News, As Good As It Gets, In Terms of Endearment, won 3 Oscars for that. Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay. Also won 22 Emmys while he was producing those awesome TV shows. Just an incredible career. James L. Brooks, 85 years young.
Wow, very cool. Great day.
Yep, and to be that successful developing TV shows and then just be like, hey, you know what, I'm going to do movies.
I'm going to do movies.
And then win Best Director and Best Picture. Unbelievable.
Those don't necessarily translate one to the other,
do they? It's actually tough.
Yeah.
And it was probably tougher back then. Just because, and they still do to a certain extent, people in the film industry look down on the TV industry. They think it's like, you know, beneath them.
Right.
It's less now with streaming and everything, but it's still there.
All right, let me add one that I'm glad I noticed. I would have hated to have missed. Uh-oh. Tommy Bowman today.
There we go.
One of Baylor's all-time greats. I am serious. One of Baylor's all-time greats. Broke the color barrier with Baylor basketball in the 60s. Went on to become a regent at one point for Baylor, and just a great guy. So happy birthday to Tommy Bowman today. And, Aaron, as I look ahead to tomorrow, we don't often do this, but tomorrow, May 10th, is kind of Broadcaster's Day, Broadcaster's Birthday Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
got a few.
Jeff Haxton, who does Texas Tech baseball and basketball, it's Hax's birthday tomorrow. It is Dave Armstrong's birthday. Do you remember Dave? He did a ton of stuff in the old Big 8 into the Big 12, mostly basketball, retired now, but Dave Armstrong's birthday is tomorrow. Tom Hammond's birthday is tomorrow. Tom was a local sports guy in Lexington, Kentucky, and on the NBC affiliate, WLEX, and then started doing things for NBC and became one of their top guys. He was their Olympic, mainly their Olympic track and field guy, and then horse racing guy for NBC. And Tom is now retired, and I think in Lexington. His birthday is tomorrow. And one Pat Summerall's birthday is tomorrow.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
So quite a day for broadcasters. Birthday day, that is tomorrow. So I wanted to mention that since I don't know about you, but I will not be here tomorrow.
Me either.
All right. We're going to move out of here, make room for Stretch coming up next. Thanks to Rex Holt, who is on with us, the voice of Oklahoma State baseball. Bears and Cowboys this weekend, tonight at 6:30, tomorrow at 2, Sunday at 1, all right here on ESPN Central Texas with Derek Smith and Tom Barfield. Aaron, have a great weekend. We'll reconvene on Monday. And, folks, we appreciate you being with us this afternoon. Stretch is coming up next.
Boy, you nailed that, John.